外昆塔之音，服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年1月18号，星期六。我们非常荣幸地邀请到敬爱的萨提亚德瓦帕布为我们讲述今天的圣典博加瓦坛的早课。感谢大家的聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna, good morning to all the devotees in China.
Hare Krishna, 中国的奉献者们，大家早上好。
I think,You're celebrating the new year at the end of this month, right?
Oh, yeah. Guru 问是不是我们这个月月底的样子是过春节，我说是。
So, happy Chinese New Year.
所以说先提前祝大家中国春节快乐。
How do you say it? 黄黑 something? Never mind.
Okay,
so I'll chant Jaya Radha Madhava and then we'll...have our class, and there's a lot of questions left over from last week, so we'll just read one or two verses and, you know, speak something short, and then switch to questions.
所以说我先来跟大家一起唱一下 Jaya Radha Madhava, 然后我们来学习瓦坛的诗节。由于上个星期剩下的问题比较多，所以说我们就一起简短的学习一两个诗节，然后就开始回答大家之前的问题。
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Balaba Girivana Dari Gopi Jana Balaba Girivanadari Yasodanandana Vajajana Rajana Yasodanandana Vajajana Rajana Yamunatiravanachari Yamunatiravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Balaba Girivana Dari Gopi Jana Balaba Girivana Dari Yasodanandana Vrajajana Rajana Yasodanandana Vrajajana Rajana Yamunati Ravanachari Yamunati Ravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare HareHare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Nitai Gaur Premananda, Hare Hare Bo. Okay, so we're on Canto 6, Chapter 3, and this is conversations between Yamaraj and his messengers.
我们已经进展到了圣殿博加瓦坛的第六篇第三章，这一章节是阎罗王和他的使者之间的一场对话。
And the Yamadutas, they've returned to Yamaloka, and they're questioning their master Yamaraj, wondering if he's the supreme authority or not.
Yamaduta 们已经回到了阎罗王的居所 Yamaloka， 然后他们就是在质疑自己的主人是不是至尊的权威。
And we've learned from Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentaries about the mood of the Yamadutas during these questions.
并且我们通过 Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 的评注也了解到在当时那场对话进行的时候Yamaduta 们他们的心情是怎样的。
Yeah, they're still actually quite frustrated. That they were defeated by the Vishnu Dutas.
然后他们仍然感到非常的沮丧，因为被 Vishnu Duta 们给打败了嘛。
And they're really confused at how, you know, it could happen that anyone could prevent them from following the order of Yamaraj.
并且他们也感到非常的困惑，就是怎么可能会有人能够得以阻止他们去履行阎罗王的阎罗王的命令呢。
So it seems to be some inconsistency in the universal law.
因此看起来好像是在执行这个宇宙法律的过程中有一些前后不一致。
Yeah, why is it some sinful persons go to hell and others are apparently just forgiven?
为什么这些大多数的这些罪恶的这些人必须得下地狱，但是这个人却这么明显的就被放过了呢？
And so they asked him in the last verse we read that they're asking, well, is there one supreme judge or are there different many judges?
因此在上一个时节我们就看到 Yamaduta 们就是在质疑他们的主人阎罗王，就在问到底是这个世界上到底是只有一位至尊的法官，一位至尊的主人，还是说有许许多多的法官，许许多多的主人呢？
And the Yamadutas, they say to Yamaraj, we thought that you were the supreme judge.
然后 Yamaduta 们就对 Yamaraj 就对阎罗王说，我们曾以为您是至尊的权威。
But now we're not so sure.
但现在我们却不是很确定了。
So, they have these doubts and they want their master Yamaraj to remove their doubts.
因此他们心存疑惑，他们就希望他们的主人阎罗王能够去除掉他们心中的疑惑。
So, you know, it's interesting that the subordinate always has a right to sincerely question, you know, their boss or their authority or their guru.
They have the right?
Yeah, if they have a doubt, they have the right, you know, to question. If they see some contradiction, it's not offensive, you know, to ask a question.
所以说很有趣的就是这些下属或者是下级或者是从属人员好像是总是有权利能够去真诚的向他们的上司，向他们的上级或者是向他们的孤辱提出问题，提出他们表达他们内心的疑惑，因为他们所问的这些问题实际并不是就是说是有冒犯性的。
Of course,it's important that when we ask the question that we remain humble and not, you know, be proud or critical.
当然就是在我们询问问题的时候，我们应该总是保持一种谦卑的态度，而不是很骄傲或者是一种很批判性的这种挑剔的态度。
Yeah, so although the Yamadutas were a little disappointed and maybe a little angry, at the same time, they were sincerely doubtful and confused and therefore asking these questions.
因此虽然 Yamaduta 们感到非常的沮丧，甚至有一点点愤怒，但是同时的话呢，他们却也是很真诚的在表达自己的这种困惑和迷茫。
So, we're going to read text 8 and there's a verse and a very short purport, and then We'll answer questions from last week and from also any questions that come in during this class.
好，因此我们现在就一起来学习一下这个第八师节，然后第八师节是比较简短的译文和要旨，然后我们就一起来看一看之前剩下的问题和刚才发来的问题。
The birds are a little subdued today.
Because it's still pretty dark.
okay. All right. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So I will repeat the verse and then we'll do the word for word.
好，所以我现在我们一起来看这个梵文的释解，然后字对字的翻译。
Tasya te vihito dando na loke vartate duna chatur birAdbhutai Siddhir Pragyanate Viprambita Tasya
影响的
Te
您的
Vihita
发布
Danda
惩罚
Na
不
Loke
在这世上
Vartate
存在
Aduna
现在
Chatur B
被四个
Adbhutai
非常神奇的
Siddhi
完美的人物
Agya
命令
Te
您的
Vipralambita
超越
Translation But now we see the punishment ordained under your authority is no longer effectiveSince your order has been transgressed by four wonderful and perfect persons.
译文，但现在我们看到您发布的惩罚命令不再有效，因为有四位神奇完美的人物违抗了您的命令。Continue with purport.
Yeah, yes, please.
Okay. 要旨，阎罗王的命令执行官的印象是阎罗王才是唯一主管审判的人，他们确信没人能违抗他审判的结果。但是现在令他们惊讶的是，有四个从西达哈星球西达洛卡来的神奇人物竟然违抗了他的命令。End of report.
Okay, great. Om Aganata Mirandasha Gananjana Salakaya Chaksurun Militam YenaTasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Offer my humble obeisances to my spiritual master A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
我谦卑地向我的灵性导师圣恩 A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Papa 献上我的礼拜。
I was born in the darkest ignorance and my spiritual master opened my eyes for the torchlight of knowledge.
我诞生于愚昧的黑暗之中，而我的灵性导师以知识的火焰照亮我的双眼。
So I am eternally indebted to him.
因此我永远地亏欠他。
And I offer my humble obeisances to all the Vaishnavas participating in this class today.
并且我也谦卑地顶拜今天来参加这次早课的所有的奉献者。
May all living beings be happy.
愿所有的生物体都快乐。
May all living beings be free of suffering.
愿所有的生物体都不再受苦。
And may all living beings awaken and discover their true self and their eternal relationship with Krishna.
愿所有的生物体都得以觉醒，觉醒到他们真正的自我，以及与 Krishna 之间永恒的关系。
Okay, so in the previous verse, the Yamadutas, they questioned Yamaraj, "Are you the supreme authority?"
因此在前一个时节中，亚玛杜塔就在质问 质疑阎罗王，就是您才是您是至高的至尊的权威吗？
Our impression was that you're the supreme authority in this universe and that you have power even over the other demigods.
嗯，因为我们一直以来抱有的印象就是您是整个宇宙当中的至高的权威，并且您甚至能够去管理对其他的半神人负责。
But now we doubt if you're the supreme authority.
但是现在我们却怀疑您真的是有这样的地位。
And then in today's verse, they give an example of why they doubt that Yamaraj is the supreme authority.
嗯，这个节中就提到了这样一个例子，来说明为什么亚麻都他们在质疑阎罗王的至尊的位置。
They said that on the authority of you, Yamaraj, we went to go get Ajamil and bring him to hell.
嗯，他们就说到，在阎罗王的这个命令之下，亚麻都他们就去抓捕阿加米勒的这个灵魂。
But just as we arrived to take Ajamil, these four very wonderful beings also appeared.
嗯，但是就在他们到达现场，要即将去抓捕阿加米勒的灵魂的时候，却有四位非常神奇的了不起的人物阻拦了他们。
Actually, in the Sanskrit, they're called Siddhi or perfected persons.
嗯，在梵文中，他们被称为 Siddhi. Siddhi 的意思就是指完美的人物。
So a perfection is called a Siddhi.
哦，因为完美叫做 Siddhi.
And so there was four perfected people, so you have the plural Siddhi.
嗯，哦，然后由于是四位神奇的完美的人物，因此的话呢，他们就这个梵文词的后面把它变成了一个复数的一个形式，就从 Siddhi 变成了 Siddhi.
So as we listen to the story, it's important for us to put ourselves in the shoes of the Yamadutas.
嗯，所以说在我们聆听整个这个故事的过程中，很重要的是我们应该去将心比心，把自己放在Yamadu他们放在他们的位置，来感受一下，来思考一下他们的心境、情绪、状态会是怎样的。
Yeah, the Yamadutas, they work hard for Yamaraj.
We work hard. Yamadu 他们可是非常拼命的为阎罗王在效劳。
I don't think they've ever read Srimad Bhagavatam.
我不认为亚麻都他们曾经是读过或者聆听过圣典薄伽瓦坛的。
They only know hell and Yamaraj.
他们唯一知晓的就只是地狱以及阎罗王。
Yeah, so when the Vishnu Dutas appeared, they don't know that the Vishnu Dutas are the servants of Vishnu. They don't even know who Vishnu is.
嗯，因此当他们面前站着 Vishnu Dutta 的时候，然后他们根本就不知道这些人是主 Vishnu 的仆人，因为他们甚至连 Vishnu 这个名字都没有听说过。
All that they know is that these four beings appeared who looked so beautiful, so perfect, and they had authority over them.
嗯，而他们所知晓的一切，那就是面前的这四位人物是非常的美丽，非常的完美，然后并且是对他们是有权威的。
Yeah, so up until this point, the Yamadutas were very confident that their master was the supreme authority, and then so they felt like they were the supreme authority as well, because, you know, no one can stop us.
嗯嗯，因此直到那一刻的时候，直到他们被他们见到Vishnu Dutta的那一刻的时候，亚麻都他们都对自己的主人阎罗王充满了信心，他们完全相信自己的主人就是至尊的权威，而且他们觉得也感觉自己也是至尊的权威，因为没有其他任何人能够阻挡他们执行训谕。
Yeah, so they were quite proud of their position and power.
因此可以说他们对于自己的地位，对于自己的力量、权力是非常感到非常自豪和骄傲的。
Right, that's the nature of the false ego.
因为这就是假我的本质嘛。
We think, oh, my country is the best.
我们会想，我的国家是最伟大的。
My company is the best.
我上班的公司是最牛的。
My boss is the best.
我老板可是最最了不起的。
And therefore, I'm the best.
因此，我既然在这么不错的、这么棒的公司上班的话，肯定我也是相当牛的一个人了。
My guru is the best.
我找的灵性导师也是最棒的。
Therefore, I'm the best.
因此，我也是最棒的。
So in this way, the false ego expands.
以这样的方式，假我就不断的在扩张他自己。
So this explains a little bit why the Yamadutas were so frustrated and angry and disappointed.
因此这就可以能够解释到为什么 Yamaduta 们是感到如此的沮丧，甚至是有点愤怒。
Because when you think you're the best,
因为当你认为你自己是最棒的、最了不起的时候，
but you meet somebody who's better or stronger or more powerful.
结果你遇到了某个人比你更好、比你更强大，然后比你有更多的这个权利。
The false ego is attached to being the best.
而假我是很依附于、很执着于自己是最了不起的、最棒的。
And so when it discovers it's not the best, it becomes afraid.
因此，当假我发现他自己不是最棒的时候，他就会感到害怕。
And to mask the fear, anger arises.
因此，为了掩饰这样的恐惧，他愤怒就会升起。
That way you don't have to feel the fear that maybe I'm not the best.
那么当有愤怒升起的时候，你就不用去感受到这种恐惧感了。
Yeah, when we're afraid, we also feel a little helpless.
因为当我们感到害怕、感到恐惧的时候，我们也会感到有点无助。
But when you become angry, that kind of masks that feeling of helplessness. And suddenly you feel a kind of false power.
False power. 但是当你生气、你发火的时候，那么这个愤怒就像是一个面具一样的掩饰了、掩盖了这种无助的感觉，那么而这就会给予你一种虚假的力量感。
So, you know, we're here, we're examining the mentality of the Yamadutas as they question their boss, Yamaraj.
因此在这里我们就是在检验Yamadu 他们的心态。当他们在质疑自己的老板、质疑阎罗王的时候，当时他们的心态、他们的精神状态是怎样的？
老板，
老板。
So they're saying, "This is our experience. You know, we're just not complaining, but this is what happened to us."
所以他们就在说，这就是我们当时经历的一切。我们不是在抱怨，但是我们当时就是遇到了这样的事，遇到了这四位完美的人物。
On your order, we went to fetch Ajamil and bring him to hell.
基于您的命令，我们当时就去抓捕阿加米勒的灵魂，把他抓到地狱去。
But suddenly these four very beautiful and wonderful perfected beings appeared and they stopped us.
但是突然之间四位完美的神奇的人物却出现了，阻拦了我们去执行您的命令。
And so they're saying to Yamaraj, you know, this is the practical experience we had, that it seems that your order is no longer effective.
因此亚玛都他们就在对阎罗王述说，这就是当时我们所确切经历的，所以看起来好像您的命令是已经无效了。
So they want to know, how could this happen? And if Yamaraj really is the supreme authority.
因此他们就在想知道为什么这个事情会发生，到底发生了什么，然后并且他们在质疑以阎罗王是不是真的就是至尊的权威。
So it's important for us to remember that from the Yamaduta's point of view, they don't know anything beyond hell and Yamaraj.
因此很重要的是我们应该记住，要从 亚玛都塔的角度来看，就是他们是除了地狱、除了阎罗王之外，他们其他什么都不知道的。
And they still don't know exactly who the Vishnu Dutas are.
并且他们也到那一刻也并不是很确切的知晓这个到底 Vishnu Duta 是谁。
Of course, in this story, Yamaraj will explain everything to them.
当然在这个故事当中，阎罗王会向他们阐释所有的一切。
But at this point in the story, their knowledge is very limited and they're very confused.
但是在故事进展到目前的这一块，那么阎罗王的这些命令执行官们，他们的知识是非常局限的，然后对他们的知识是非常局限的。
And their false egos are also a little bit beat up.
并且他们的假我也受到了一点的冲击。
Okay, so I will stop speaking about this verse, and then we'll go on to questions from last week.
好，所以说今天的正课就说完了，我们现在一起来看一看上个星期剩下的问题。Okay, 我们来看上个星期的问题。Paspa Sara Mataji 问的问题。
Oh, I know her.
比如说认识 Paspa Sara Mataji。顶拜古鲁玛拉贾，请问 Krishna 说，您有权履行你的规定职责，但无权享受活动的结果。Krishna 又说，战胜你可享受地球王国，战死到天堂星球，这不是活动结果吗？谢谢您。So this Mataji is offering her obeisances unto you, and she's asking that in Bhagavad Gita Krishna says to Arjuna that you have right to engage in your prescribed duties, but you do not have right to enjoy the fruits of your activities. However, Krishna also says that if you win the battle, you can enjoy the earth kingdom, but if you die on the battlefield, you will go to heavenly planet. But isn't that the result, the fruit of your activities?
I see. Interesting question. Let's look at that verse. I think it's in chapter 18.
我们一起来看《薄伽梵歌》当中那个诗节，应该是在第十八章中。
Oh, maybe it's in chapter 3.
Oh, 可能是在第三章。
Let me look here.
来找一找。
Anyway, I can't find it. Anyway, it's true. Yeah, it seems contradictory.
Guru 说他找不到那世界了，然后他说对您就是这位 Mataji 所问的问题说到的这两点的话，确实看起来好像挺自相矛盾的。
Well, it's ultimately we're not the doer.
归根结底来说，我们并不是行为者、作为者。
And like in Krishna, in chapter 18, Krishna explains that there are five factors determining the results of our activities.
Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》的第十八章中就解释到，有五个因素、五个要素的存在，而决定了活动的结果。
Yeah. So from the material point of view, Arjuna is a Kshatriya.
从物质的角度来看， Arjuna 是一位刹帝利。
Right, his duty is to fight.
所以说作为刹帝利的职责就是要去战斗。
He can't run away from the battle.
他是不能去逃离战场的。
That would be against the rules of work.
而如果他逃离战场的话，那么这就实际上是在 这实际上就是在对这个工作的规则，对对工作对职责的规则的一种抗拒，一种反抗，
right,
一种反对。
Just like if you're a policeman or you're an army, if you're a soldier or you're a firefighter, if there's a fire or if there's a war or if people need protection, and suddenly you say, I don't want to go fight, or I don't want to go protect those people, or I don't want to go into that burning building, then you lose your job.
所以这就像是假如你是一位警察或者是你是一个这个消防员的话，那么当你面前就说不是当你面前有一场战斗，然后有一场战争，然后或者是有一场大火在熊熊燃烧，此时就需要你去上战场，或者是需要你去进到那座大楼，那座被烧起来的大楼里面去拯救拯救人员的时候，结果你说我不去了，我不想去做这些事情，那么这个时候，那么由此的结果，那就是你会失去你的这份工作。
So for a fighter who's fighting in a righteous battle.
对于一个在这个进行正义之战的战士来说。
If you win the battle, then you get the fruits of the result.
如果你能打赢这场战争，这场正义之战，那么你就会收获这个战役的结果。
Just like if you do your job at work, you get paid.
这就像是你如果在自己的工作当中，尽心尽责的话，那么你就会收获不错的工资。
And if you die in the battle, then you get a result from that. You go to the heavenly planets.
而如果你要是在战场上死去的话，那么你也会得到这个相应的结果，那就是去到天堂星球。
Yeah, so these results are all predetermined, you could say.
Pretty what?
Predetermined.
Oh.
Right? If you go to work, you're going to get a paycheck. If you die in the battle, you're going to go to the heavenly planets for a while.
而实际上这些结果的话呢，实际上都是已经提前被预定好了的。说它被提前预定好，就是说如果你工作表现得不错，那这个工资就是在那儿，每个月你就会得到你的工资。如果你要是在战场上死去的话，那么你死后就会去到天堂星球。
That's on the material level.
所以我刚才谈到的，这都是从物质的层面来看。
On the spiritual level, actually not doing anything.
但是从灵性的层面来看，我们实际上什么都没有在做。
So Krishna mentions this in Bhagavad Gita chapter 3, verse 27.
Krishna 在博迦梵歌的第三章第二十七诗节就说到了这一点。
He says, let me see, let me look that up. I used to know it off the Sanskrit off the top of my head, but...
各位说他现在在翻书看一看，原来都记得住这个梵文的诗节，现在记不住了。
Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahamkara vimudatma karta ham iti manyate. The spirit soul, bewildered by the influence of the false ego, thinks himself to be the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by the modes of material nature.
3.27 译文：受假我迷惑的灵魂误以为自己是活动的作为者，殊不知活动实际上由物质自然三形态引起，由物质自然三形态完成。
So if we're in spiritual consciousness and we perform our duty, then we're not attached to the results.
因此如果我们处于灵性的知觉层面，然后我们来处于这样的知觉层面来进行履行我们的职责，那么我们，sorry, Guru Maharaj, what's the last part? We are not attached to the results.
To the results, yeah.
那么我们就不会去依附、去执着于活动的结果。
Yeah, because in spiritual consciousness, we're just concerned about doing our duty for God.
因为当我们处于灵性的知觉层面时，我们只是在意、关注的是。有没有去履行为神而做的职责？
And then we can give our full effort.
而后我们就能得以去付出自己全部的努力。
Because our motivation is not for the results of the action, but to please the Lord.
因为我们这样去做事的动机和意图，并不是要去获得这个活动的结果，而是想要去取悦神。
Yeah, so in that sense, we're not entitled to the results. The results depend upon the modes of material nature and ultimately the will of the Lord.
所以说从这个角度来看，我们就并没有去依附于、去执着于这个活动的结果，而活动的结果最终怎样，那就是取决于物质自然三形态，而归根结底来说，那也就是取决于主的意愿。
So that's the idea.
所以这就是我要谈到的点。
Is that we should perform our work in spiritual consciousness.
那就是我们应该是处于灵性知觉来进行我们的工作，履行我们的职责。
Without attachment to the results.
并且对结果并不执着。
And Krishna says that we actually, if we perform our duty,
Krishna 说，如果我们真的是在履行自己的职责，
we can become perfect.
那么我们就会变得完美。
But it depends on our consciousness.
但是这却取决于我们的知觉。
If we perform our work conscious that the Lord is the source of all beings.
如果我们在履行职责的过程中，我们能觉知到主，能够觉知到 Krishna， 主是我们的源头。
Then our work becomes perfect.
那么这样，我们的工作，我们的职责就会变得完美。
And we can perform our work steadily without being attached to success or failure.
我们就能稳定的。从事我们的工作，履行我们的职责，因为这样我们就没有去执着于这个活动的结果到底是成功呢，还是失败。
So, this is ultimately Krishna's instruction to us of how we should engage in our activities in this world. We shouldn't think we're the doer, and we should just depend upon the Lord for the result.
所以说。从最终来说，这就是 Krishna 给予我们的训示。给予我们的训示，我们应该如何在这个世界上来履行自己的职责，从事我们的活动，那就是我们应该能够有这样的一种知觉，我们并不是行为者，并不是作为者，并且我们的活动的结果都是完全取决于主的意愿的。
On the material level though, when we're acting according to, you know, whatever job we have. We may be a marshal person or a business person or just a worker, or we might be some sort of spiritual, you know, priest. It's understood that if we perform the action, that certain results are going to come.
而不过如果我们从这个物质的这个角度来看，那么我们在这个世界上所从事的活动，所进行的这个职责，那么根据我们的这个活动和职责的类型，那么可能我们当中有些人是比如说从事的是很军事的，然后涉及到有些暴力的一些这种工作，比如说警察、消防员等等，然后或者是如果我们当中有些是商人，是做生意的人，或者只是一个普普通通的公司里面的一个人员的话，那么甚至是可能做的是比如说跟灵性宗教有关的活动，比如说是牧师等等，那么可以理解的是我们所进行的某一种类型的活动，某一种类型的行动，就会产生出某一种类型的结果。
So in the Vedic culture, if you are a fighter, a kshatriya,
因此在伟达文化中，如果你是一位战士，你是一位斗士，然后是一位刹帝利，
and you fight in the battle,
然后你在战场上去打仗，
whoever wins the battle wins the kingdom,
那么任何一个赢得了战斗的人就会赢得整个王国。
It's already decided.
所以说这样的结果是已经提前被决定了的。
And if you die, that's also glorious because you performed your duty.
而如果你战死沙场的话，那么这也是非常荣耀的，因为你已经履行了你的职责。
In fact, you've given your life.
实际上，你还为此献出了你的生命。
So there's a reward for that too.
因此，当你做出这样的牺牲，牺牲了你的生命的话，那么你也会得到相应的回报。
Yeah, so Krishna's telling Arjuna, either way, the result will be good if you just do your duty.
所以说 Krishna 就在对 Arjuna 说，无论怎样，无论你是战死还是战胜，那么由于你履行了你的职责，那么这个结果都是很好的。
But that's from the material conscious point of view.
但是这样的说法是基于物质层面，物质的这个角度来来表述的。
Right, if you go to work you get paid. Otherwise, no money.
所以如果你去上班那就有钱赚，那不去上班的话那就没钱，这就是这个物质层面的角度。
Okay,
next one. 好，我们来看下一个问题。同纯这位玛塔姐问的，感谢咕噜，请问怎样得到灵性导师的仁慈呢？如果没有灵性导师祝福和仁慈，灵修是不是很难？So this Mataji is asking that, how to get the mercy from spiritual masters if without the blessings and the mercy from the guru, it's difficult to, do spiritual practice, is it?
Well, the mercy is already there. It's just up to us to take advantage of it.
灵性导师的仁慈已经在那儿了，所以说最终还是取决于我们自己，我们自己愿不愿意来去好好的利用灵性导师已经给予了的仁慈。
Yeah, so the mercy of the spiritual master comes through his order.
灵性导师的仁慈是通过灵性导师的训谕而训谕而给出的。
Or it's in the sound vibration of the realized soul.
或者灵性导师的仁慈是存在于他的这个灵性的来存在于他已经觉悟了的灵魂的这种声音的震动里面的。
Yeah, so it's all about putting ourselves in the position, you know, to receive the mercy that's coming.
因此这一切都关乎于我们有没有把自己放置在这样一个恰当的位置，能够去得到能够去好好的充分利用已经来临的仁慈。
Right, it's sunny outside.
就举个例子，比如说如果现在外面太阳很大，这种大太阳天。
Right, soAll we have to do is walk outside and sit in the sun.
而我们要做的那就是走到屋外去，然后好好的去晒太阳。
And then we get all the vitamin D we need.
那么通过晒太阳这个行为呢，我们就可以获得所有身体必须的维生素 D 的这个，对，这个维生素 D 这个东西。
In 15 minutes.
15分钟以后就可以得到维生素 D 了。
But without that, if there was no sun, we would die.
但是如果没有太阳的话，我们肯定都会死掉的。
So the Bhagavad Gita really explains how we get mercy from the spiritual master.
实际上博迦梵歌已经阐释了，就是我们怎样从灵性导师那里得到仁慈。
And everyone knows the famous verse.
大家都知道这个很出名的诗节。
Chapter 4, verse 34.
什么？第四章的第34诗节。
Tadvidi pranipratena paripashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshina. So Krishna says, just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master, inquire from him submissively, and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth.
是说这个第四章三十四四节，努力接近一位灵性导师，从他那里学习真理，寻以宜然，全然的顺从他，并且为他服务。自我觉悟的灵魂，因为他们见到了真理，因此能够受你以知识。
So we have to hear the truth from someone who's realized the truth.
因此我们需要从一个已经觉悟到了真理的灵魂那里聆听真理。
But hearing means that also applying what we've heard. That's the proof that we heard.
That's a proof we heard. 而聆听也意味着我们要去运用灵性导师的话语。因为当你能运用起来的时候，这就是一个证据，证明你确实听到了灵性导师说的话。
So first we have to find someone who's self-realized if we want to become self-realized.
因此，如果我们想要让自己觉悟自我的话，那么我们就首先应该找到一个已经觉悟了的自我、觉悟了真理的人。
And so Krishna says you have to learn from them.
Krishna 说你就需要在他们那里学习。
Yeah, so how do you get that mercy?
因此怎么去得到那样的仁慈呢?
Krishna says inquire submissively. So you have to ask earnest questions.
Earnest questions. Okay. 所以说 Krishna 说那么我们怎么样去得到他们的仁慈呢?那就是我们能够顺从的去询问问题,去提出问题,那就意味着我们要热切的去向灵性导师提出问题。
Yeah, so if you have any doubt, then you have to inquire so that you can learn the truth so that that doubt can be removed.
如果你有任何的疑惑，那么你就需要去提出问题，就你的这个疑惑提出问题，那么这样的话，你内心当中的疑惑才能被移除掉。
Yeah, so it means you have to ask submissively.
这就意味着你需要去顺从地提出问题。
So that means not challenging.
这就意味着你在问问题的时候不是抱着一种挑战的态度来询问。
That you really want to know. It's not like you want to just... You have to be ready to hear the answer.And then follow it, whatever instruction the spiritual master gives.
Ready to hear and follow. 所以说顺从地提出你的疑惑，提出你的问题，这就意味着在你问出问题的那一刻的时候，你应该是准备好能够真正的听到，并且去运用灵性导师的这个话语，然后去遵循灵性导师的话语。
And so, therefore, he also says you should serve the guru.
因此 Krishna 也说到你还要能够去服务你的灵性导师。
Because not only does this help us develop a submissive attitude or, you know, respect, but also it also inspires the guru to speak.
因为我们对灵性导师所做出的服务不仅能够培养我们对于咕噜的尊敬之情，培养我们对于咕噜的顺从的这种态度，并且的话，我们的服务还能够给予咕噜灵感，能够让咕噜感到这种有兴趣或者是非常愿意去给予我们训示，去讲授去教授灵性知识。
Yeah, the guru is not like some sort of vending machine.
Vending machine, you mean like the put the money and the things come out? 所以说那个咕噜的话，灵性导师不像是那种自动贩售机。
Right, you know, he's a person.
你要知道，灵性导师是一个人。
Yeah, so if you do something to please the guru, then his heart opens and he wants to give you something.
因此如果你做了什么样的事情来取悦了灵性导师，那么他的心就会敞开，那么此时他就会很愿意能够来帮助你，很愿意来给予你更多的这个训示等等。
Yeah, so it's a relationship of love and trust.
因此这时就建立了出了一种充满爱和信任的关系。
Yeah, so once you have that relationship of love and trust, then the knowledge and the mercy can flow.
而一旦你和灵性导师之间建立了充满爱和信任的关系，那么知识和仁慈就能得以流淌起来。
Yeah, so we may have a personal, you know, association with Guru, or we may not.
而我们和灵性导师之间可能有个人的联谊，也可能没有。
So God is situated within our heart.
而神是居于我们每个人的心中的。
So when we follow the order or the instruction of the Guru,
因此当我们在遵循灵性导师的训谕和命令的时候，
Guru and Krishna are pleased.
那么 Guru 和 Krishna 就会被取悦。
And then revelation comes because of that.
而后我们的内心就会一一呈现出揭示，就是神向我们所揭示的知识，所向我们揭示的一切。
Yeah, so the mercy is there in the sound vibration and in the order, and we just simply have to follow it sincerely.
因此仁慈就存在于灵性导师的声音的震动之中，存在于灵性导师的训示之中，而我们所要做的一切，那就是真诚的顺从的去遵循灵性导师的训谕。
Yeah, so we're all followers of Srila Prabhupada.
而我们所有人都是圣人帕帕的追随者。
And we're all following his orders.
我们都是在遵循他的命令，他的训谕。
And by sincerely following those instructions, he's pleased and Krishna's pleased.
而当我们能够真诚地去遵循帕帕的训谕的时候，那么帕帕就会被取悦， Krishna 也会被取悦。
Yeah, so the mercy, just the fact that we've, you know, met Guru, met Srila Prabhupada, we're hearing the transcendental sound vibration, we're applying those instructions in our life, that's the mercy.
That's a mercy. 因此我们光是遇到了 Guru, 遇到了帕帕，我们聆听灵性导师的训示，并且把他灵性导师的训示和知识都运用在生活之中，那么仅仅是这样的一个事实就表明了我们已经获得了仁慈。
Yeah, so we just have to earnestly follow.
而我们只需要去热切的去追随，热切的去遵循就可以了。
Yeah, and then we're actually getting the mercy.
那么这个时候我们就真的是在得到仁慈了。
Just like if you go out and stand in the sun.
这就像是你在这个大热天的时候走到外面去晒太阳一样。
Yeah, it's actually very simple, but profound at the same time.
因此这是一个非常非常简单，但同时又非常非常深奥的一件事儿，一个道理。
Okay.
Okay. Next one. 我们来看下一个问题。Hari Vansa 这位帕布，问的问题：除非我们认为我们说出的话是悦耳的，否则不要心一想什么就说什么，这不叫真诚，对吗？认为悦耳的话，是不是以取悦 Krishna 为标准呢？So Hari Vansa Prabhu is asking, unless we speak, what we speak is pleasant.Words. Otherwise, we do not speak what's on our mind directly. But isn't that speaking from our mind, what we think and we just speak out, isn't that called sincerity? That's the first question. And also, the pleasant words, how to judge the word, if the words are pleasant or not, is that based on...the words pleasing Krishna or not? That's a second.
Okay. I'm not quite sure if I understand clearly the question. But let me make a try.
Do you want me to translate it?
Yeah, try one more time.
Okay. I think Harun's of the first question...He's saying that we have to speak pleasant words, but shouldn't we be honest and sincere? Yeah, shouldn't be honest and sincere in our words So I think maybe he thinks that being sincere means that what's in your mind and you just speak it out.
Yeah, it's similar to, you know, what we discussed last week, the acronym THINK.
Okay. 所以说, 所以说, 这个对您的, 对 Harivansapabu的这个问题的回答的话呢, 答案跟我们上个星期所谈到的那个 叫 THINK, THINK的那个 那个短就是首字母缩写所讲所说到的说话的五个准则是很类似的。
And which is actually very similar to Krishna's instruction when it comes to the austerity of speech.
并且的话呢，这些准则也跟 Krishna 所给予的训示是非常相似的。这个 Krishna 给予的训示就是针对那个言语的苦行的那一块的训示是也是非常相似的。So
let me take a step backwards.
我现在后退一步。Yeah,
before we discuss the austerities of speech or the acronym THINK, let's consider why we're speaking at all.
okay, 所以说在我们去谈论这个言语的言辞的苦行，在谈论再次的提到我们上星期所谈到的那个think，就是说话的五个准则之前，我先后退一步来跟大家谈一谈，就是我们为什么要说话呢？
Yeah, why say anything to anyone?
我们为什么要对任何其他一个人说出任何一句话呢？
It's like when we speak, what do we want?
当我们在说话的时候，我们想要得到什么？
Well, we want to be heard and we want to be understood.
那是不是我们在说话的时候，我们希望对方能听到我们说的话，能明白我们想说的话，对吧？
And also the other person that we're speaking to probably wants the same thing.
而并且我们说话的对象，另一个人，可能他也希望他的话能够被我们听到，被我们理解到。They
also want to be heard and understood.
对方也想被听到，被理解到。And
so, if I say something,
因此，如果我要说出什么话语的话，
and I see that you're listening,
然后我看到，哎，你是在听我说话的。
And I see that you've understood.
我能看到你明白我的话语。
Then there has been some communication.
那么这就表明我们之间已经进行了一定的交流。
Yeah, so if we listen to each other and we understand each other, we understand each other, then we can actually say there has been some communication.
因此如果两人之间能确实听到对方的话语，能确实明白对方想表达的意思，那么我们就可以说这两个人之间是有一定的交流存在，有一定的交流发生了。Yeah,
so if we follow the austerities of speech or the acronym THINK, we have the best chance of someone listening to us and understanding.
而如果我们遵循 Krishna 所讲到的这个言辞的苦行，或者是我们遵循就是上个星期所谈到的这个说话的这个五个准则，就是那个think的五个准则的话，那么我们就有最棒的机会，就是最大的可能性能够对方真正听到我们，并且理解我们所表达的意思。So
let's look at the austerity of speech according to Krishna.
我们先来看一下 Krishna 所谈到的言辞的苦行，
which is in chapter 17, verse 15.
17章的第15节。
Anuvega karam vakya satyam priya hitam chayat swajaya vyasanam chaiva vanmayam tapa uchate. Austerity of speech consists in speaking words that are truthful, pleasing, beneficial, and not agitating to others. Also, in regularly reciting Vedic literature.
好，17章第15节，言语的苦行包括说话真诚，悦人宜人，不使悦人益人，不使别人感到不安，经常诵读伟大经典。
So it's an austerity, because we have to, you know, we really have to think before we speak.
所以说这可以说真的是一种苦行，因为我们得在说开口说话之前真正的去思考一下自己要说的是什么。
Is it true?
我们说的话是真的吗？
Is it helpful?
我们说的话对别人有帮助吗？
Is it inspiring?
我们说的话对别人能够使别人充满灵感，给予别人鼓舞吗？
Is it necessary?
我们说的话真的有必要吗？
Is it kind?
我们说的话是很仁善的吗？
If we just speak anything off the top of our head,
而如果我们完全就是脑袋里想着什么，立刻就脱口而出的话，
not considering if it's true or not,
完全不考虑这个话语是不是真实的，
or if we speak in a very critical, blaming way,
或者我们说的话是很充满了批评，充满了挑剔，
you know, even if it's the truth,
那么即便我们说的这些很挑剔很批评的这些话语都是真的，
It's important to speak kindly and have the right tone of voice.
但是我们在表达这样的意思的时候也应该有恰当的这个语调以及这种仁善的表达。
Otherwise, if someone becomes agitated,
因为否则如果我们没有以这样的方式来说出这个话语的话，那可能对方就会有点就会受刺激。
Actually, they stop listening, right? And there's really communication.
而当我们说出的这些话刺激到对方的时候，那么对方就可能不会再愿意听我们继续说下去，那么也就不存在这个交流和沟通了。
You just have two people yelling at each other.
那就只不过是两个人在对着对方大吼大叫而已。
Yeah, so it's a waste of time, really.
所以实际上就只不过是在浪费时间。
There's been no communication.
因为两人完全没有交流嘛。
Yeah, so we cannot just go up to anyone and start speaking. We actually have to have some sort of trust and relationship.
因此我们并不能随随便便的就走到一个人的面前就开始对别人说话，而应该首先和对方是有关系，是有信任存在的。
Otherwise, there's just more misunderstanding and more hurt feelings.
否则的话呢，这只会导致两人之间有更多的不愉快，更多的这种误解、误会。
So I like TGK's.A quote from TGK, Tamal Krishna Goswami.
我很喜欢 Tamal Krishna Goswami 曾经说过的一段话。
Now, you can apply this. He's speaking in terms of institutions communication and, in the groups of people and institutions. It can also be applied to your family or your friends.
而他说的这段话的话呢，他当时是针对一个机构、组织，针对团体。而说出的，但是我们还可以把他所谈到的这一段话也同时运用在我们的家人和朋友的关系中。
So TGK said, we are living in an institution, so there will be problems.
因此他说的这段话Tamal Krishna Goswami 所说的这段话就是，我们都生活在一个机构，生活在一个组织里，因此就必然会有问题出现。
So just be practical.
所以说就保持一种实际的态度吧。
He said you can be an idealist about philosophy or about the guru.
你可以对于哲学、对于 guru、对于灵性导师是非常理想主义的。
Right. Idealist means we think in terms of perfect, right? What's perfect?
而这里所说到的理想主义的意思就是指完美。
So we can think our philosophy is perfect or our guru is perfect.
因此我们可以去想或者去要求我们的哲学是完美的，我们的孤儒是完美的。
But he said, don't be an idealist about the institution.
但是他接着说，但是不要对机构，不要对组织是抱着这种理想主义的态度。
Otherwise, you'll only get frustrated.
否则的话，你只会遭受沮丧，遭受挫败感。
You know, individually, you know, our wife, our husband, our friends, you know, we're all imperfect. If we look for perfection, then we're going to get frustrated.
所以从个体来看，我们的妻子、丈夫、朋友、亲人等等都是不完美的个体，而如果我们要在对方身上去寻求完美的话，那我们就必然会失望，必然会沮丧。
And so next, TGK, he makes a very important point about communication.
然后接着 Tamakrishna Goswami 接下来所说的话就对于交流是非常有趣的一点了。
He said, make friends with everyone.
他说跟每一个人都做朋友。
Keep good relationships with everybody.
和每个人都保持良好的关系。
And when you have that, make suggestions.
然后当你和别人有了良好的关系之后，你就可以提出建议了。
Yeah, so before we can make suggestions or tell somebody what we really think, first we have to consider, do we have a good relationship with them? Do we have trust? Do we have friendship?
因此在我们想要给别人提出建议或者等等的时候，那么在此之前我们要考虑一下，我们和对方是不是有良好的关系，是不是有信任，是不是有友情。
Yeah, so if you first have a trusting relationship, then you can make suggestions.
因此如果你和对方已经有了这种充满信任的关系的话，那么你就可以给对方提出建议了。
Then he goes on to say, if you make suggestions and if they accept your suggestions, that's good.
然后 Tamakrishna Goswami 接着说，如果你给别人提出建议，然后对方接受建议，那当然很好。
But if they don't accept your suggestion, then be detached. Don't become angry and frustrated.
然后但是如果对方不愿意接受你的建议，那么请你保持一种不依附的态度。也就是说，也就是不要去生气，或者是沮丧等等。
So I think that's very good advice for communicating. You know, when to speak, when not to speak.
When to speak and when not to speak. 所以说，我认为这是非常好的一个针对交流的一个建议。那么来帮助我们明白什么时候我们该说，什么时候不该说。
That takes wisdom.You know, there's a time for speaking, and sometimes it's better to remain silent.
因此这是需要一些智慧的。有些时候我们需要开口表达自己的意思，而有些时候我们就需要保持缄默。
Yeah, so it will depend on the situation and your relationships, and whether what you're going to say is really going to be beneficial or not.
所以这就取决于当时的状况，取决于你和对方的关系，取决于你要说的话到底对对方是有益的还是毫无益处的。
Yeah, so that takes some wisdom.
这是需要一定的智慧的。
Okay, I hope that, you know, answered his question. I'm not sure.
I think he has a second one.
Oh, what's the second one?
The second one is that to judge if the words are pleasant or not pleasant, is that according to, is the words pleasing to Krishna? 所以我跟 Guru 说了，就是问的这第二个问题的话，是说认为悦耳的话是不是以取悦 Krishna 为标准？It's about the standard.
Well, of course, you know, Krishna...is pleased when we're friendly to everyone.
当我们对每个人都保持友善的态度的时候， Krishna 就会被取悦。
He says that over and over in the Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》一而再、再而三地提到了这一点。
Yeah, when we treat everyone equally and we're friendly to everyone, he's pleased.
所以说 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》就是说到嘛，如果我们能平等的对待每一个人，平等的对待每一个生命，然后我们对于每一个生命、每一个人都保持很友善、友好的态度的话。
In fact, the second half of this of the 12th chapter, Krishna's talking about how he's pleased, what pleases him.
实际上在《薄伽梵歌》十二章的第二。第二就是后半部分，十二章的后半部分 ，Krishna 就谈到了他会以怎样的方式被取悦。
Yeah, he starts, you know, from I think verse 13 to verse 20.
应该是从十二章的第十三十节，然后到二十十节。
And just let me look at some of them. Okay, let's look at 13 and 14.
我们来一起看一下12章的13和14十节。
So one who is not envious, but is a kind friend to all living entities, who does not think himself a proprietor, and is freed from false ego, who is equal in both happiness and distress, who is tolerant, always satisfied, self-controlled, and engaged in devotional service with determination.His mind and intelligence fixed on me. Such a devotee of mind is very dear to me.
好，我们译文，不怀嫉妒，做众生的良友，不以拥有者自居，远离假我，苦乐如一，宽厚容忍，永远满足，善于自律，坚决的从事奉爱服务，心意和智慧都专注于我，这样的奉献者我很钟爱。
So when we're kind and we're friendly,And we're compassionate, and we want the best for others. Krishna's pleased by that.
因此当我们很仁善、很友好，并且对他人充满同情怜悯之心，我们希望别人都能是最好的，就是对别人抱着最好的祝愿，那么这样 Krishna 就会被取悦。
Yeah, so our thoughts and our words and our actions.It should be friendly and kind and compassionate, and that pleases Krishna.
因此我们的念头、我们的言语和我们的行动应该是仁慈、仁善的、友好的、充满同情的，那么这样就能取悦 Krishna.
Okay.
Okay, next one. 我们来看下一个问题，易兰应该是为 Mataji 问的问题。亲爱的 Guru, 感恩您精彩的讲解。练诵十六圈和遵循四项规范原则是对 Guru 和 Krishna 最好的服务。在努力做好这些的同时，如果家里有神像，如何做好神像的崇拜和服务？这应该也是奉爱服务的其中一项。如何把握好这一方面呢？感恩翻译的服务。Okay, so this Mataji is asking that, chanting 16 rounds and following the four regulative principles is the best.Service for Guru and Krishna. While I'm endeavoring to do well in the 16 rounds and the following principles. In the meantime, if I have deities at home, how can I perform the deity worship and deity service well? This should also be one item, one aspect of devotional service. So how should I really do it well? Thank you.
Well, you should follow, the directions in the Nectar of Devotion and, rules for worship of the deity at home. The standard at home and the standard in the temple are quite different.
And you are saying ask her to follow the rules of deity worship at home, huh?
The rules of deity worship, the guidelines for deity worship are written there in the Nectar of Devotion.
Oh, okay, I see. 所以说Guru就说你可以去阅读这个Nectar of Devotion, 这个是奉爱的甘露。是叫奉爱的甘露吗？我忘了。对，就是 Rupa Goswami 的另外一本书，除了训示的甘露之外的另外一本，我忘了那个中文的具体翻译了，好像是叫奉爱的甘露那本书里面，然后就谈到了在家进行神像崇拜的要求和这个规则和这个准则是什么。
And so, the rules and regulations for worshiping the deity at home as opposed to in the temple are quite different.
在家进行神像崇拜的规则和准则与在庙里进行神像崇拜的规则和准则是很不一样的。
Yeah, so you can, there's so many courses online that discuss the differences and the parallels.
Oh, parallels is what?
Parallels, well, the similarities.
Similarities between deity worship at home and deity worship in the temple?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So one is very strict, the other is not so strict.
嗯嗯 ，I see。所以说网上的话呢，有一些课程，那么这些课程的话呢，都是在教导，就是在家进行神像崇拜和在庙里进行神像崇拜，这二者之间的区别以及相似之处。那么也当然，他们的这个很大的区别就在于，一个是要求很严格的，而另一个要求不是那么严格。
In either case, Prabhupada has taught us that it's very important to keep things clean and to do your service regularly, whatever that standard is.
嗯嗯嗯，所以说，帕帕说过，那么无论是进行庙里的神像崇拜，还是在家里的神像崇拜，那么很重要的一条原则就是，要保持环境空间的干净和清洁，然后并且是时常的去进行这个神像崇拜，而不是三天打鱼两天晒网那种，就是经常进行神像崇拜。那么Sorry, Guru Maharaj, what's the last part? I forgot.
The regularity and cleanliness.
That's it?
Yeah.
嗯，好的，对，那就刚才那句话就翻译完了。嗯。
And of course, Krishna is accepting our love. So if we're just doing things mechanically without love, then there's not that much benefit.
嗯，当然的话 ，Krishna 是。基于我们的爱来接受我们的服务的，所以如果我们在进行神像崇拜的过程中都是很机械性的来把事情给做完，那么这样的这种服务的话呢，对于我们来说也不会有太多的益处。
Yeah, so keep your deity worship simple and according to you know your stage of life. If you got small children running around and things like that, then you know it's going to be different than if you're single or you're older and there's no kids in the house.
所以说的话呢，你可以让你在家里面进行神像崇拜的服务是比较简单一点的。那么当然这还要根据你所处的这个人生阶段，就家里面是不是有这个小孩子，有小孩子到处跑，还是说你是单身？或者你的年纪是比较大了，所以家里面已经没有小孩子，就是到处跑那种。那么自然你所进行的这个神像崇拜的服务的话，在这方面也会有一些不同。
So the most important ingredient is love. Krishna says, if you offer me, you know, a fruit, a leaf, or a flower with love, I'll accept it. So that's the main thing.
但是这当中最重要的成分却是你的爱。奎师那就说过，如果你为我献上一朵花，然后一片叶子，或者是，对，一朵花、一片叶子、一些水，那么只要你是你爱给予我的，那么我都会接受。
Thank you。
谢谢你的问题。Okay, next one。天元这位奉献者问：顶拜老师的莲花烛，请问与神连接有几种方式 ？So this person is asking that, How many kinds of ways are there to connect with God, and what are those ways to connect with God?
Well, we have nine activities in devotional service.
我们在奉爱服务当中有九种活动。
And there, you can do them all or just one, and any one of them, Lord Chaitanya says.Is sufficient to awaken your love for God.
所以奉爱服务当中的这九种活动的话呢，你可以从事所有这九种活动，或者你可以只从事其中一种活动。主财塔尼亚就曾经说过，这九种活动当中的任何一种，其本身就已经足够得以唤醒你对神的爱了。
So what are the nine activities in devotion?
那么这九种活动是什么呢？
These are spoken by Prahlad Maharaj.
这九种活动是帕拉的 Maharaj 曾经所表述出来的。
Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. Hearing about the Lord.
那么第一项就是聆听关于主的讯息。
Speaking about the Lord.
第二项就是谈论关于主的信息。
Right, chanting Hare Krishna.
念诵 Hare Krishna.
Right, you're hearing and chanting.
那么你在念诵，你在聆听。
attending Srimad Bhagavatam class, you're hearing and chanting.
嗯，然后参加圣典博教瓦坛的早课，聆听圣典博教瓦坛的这个讲课，你又在聆听。
Smiling, I'm remembering the Lord.
然后 Shramanam 这个就是记忆主。
Yeah, so your Lord's in the heart. Don't forget.
是主在我们的心里，就不要忘了他。
Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam. Padasevanam means worshipping the lotus feet of the Lord.
Padasevanam 就是指去崇拜主的莲花足。
Well, it can also mean going to a holy place. You have to walk there, right? So you're using your body to walk there.
但同时这个 Padasevanam 也可以指去圣地，因为你需要用你的双足走到这个走到那里去，对吧？然后去往圣地，
Yeah, so going to the holy dham, going to the places where the Lord had his pastimes, going to the temple, and walking around it, circumambulating.
所以说去往圣地，去往主曾经进行过逍遥时光的地方，然后去到庙里，那么在那里去绕拜，那么以这样的方式的话，你也就是在服务主了，在与神连接了。
Walking around Tulsi Devi.
还有就是包括了这个绕拜图拉西女神。
So, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam. So, Archanam means worshipping the deity or a picture.
Archanam, right?
Yeah.
Archanam 的意思就是指崇拜神像，那么还包括崇拜神像的照片。
Vandanam means offering prayers.
Vandanam, 然后就是指献上你的祷文了，你的祈祷文。
Just like we've discussed many times, Prabhupada said that it doesn't matter who you are, where you are, what your position is.
所以我们曾经也很多次的谈到过，帕帕说过这样的一句话。帕帕曾经说，无论你是谁，无论你来自于哪里，无论你有怎样的这个社会的位置、社会的地位。
If you sincerely pray to the Lord with feeling, the Lord will reciprocate with you. You'll connect.
而如果你是真诚的满怀情感的来向主祈祷，那么主就会相应的回应你，而此时你和神之间的连接就建立上了。
So Vandanam Sakyam Atmani Vandanam. Let's see. Vandanam. Let's see.Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam. Okay, Dasyam. Sakyam, Manivedanam. So Dasyam means to do service for the Lord.
然后就是 Dasyam. Dasyam 的意思就是指为神进行服务。
Cook for the Lord and offer him nice food.
比如说为神烹饪啊，然后把食物供奉给神。
Serve the devotees.
然后并且服务奉献者。
See yourself as a servant of the Lord and a servant of all living beings.
把你自己看作是神的仆人，看作是众生的仆人。
And then Sakyam means being having a friendly relationship with the Lord.
然后 Sakyam 就是指你和神之间有这种友好的关系。
Talk to your Lord as you would talk to your friend.
你和神之间的这个交流，你对神说出的话，就像是你对你朋友说出的话一样。
And then Atmanivedana means surrender your life to the Lord.
然后最后一个就是把你的生命都臣服于神。
Always remember that the Lord is your protector and maintainer.
总是能够记起主是你的保护者，是你的维系者。
And that you have no independent existence. You're alive simply because of the Lord.
并且你能够总是记忆起你并不是独立存在的，而你的生命是取决于 Krishna 才能存在着的。
That means doing what the Lord wants.
而这就意味着你去做Krishna 想要你做的事情。
So we connect to the Lord in all these different ways.
因此我们就以所有这些不同的方式来与主连接。
Of course, we're never not connected to the Lord. So these are just ways that we can recognize our connection with the Lord.
当然我们总是会有没有跟神相连接的时候，因此我刚才谈到的那些方式都是我们可以 通过这些方式来辨识出自己没有跟神保持连接，没有跟神连接的这个时候。
Yeah, what's the proof that I'm connected to the Lord?
嗯，哦，什么是证明我和神相连接的证据呢？
Your life is the proof.
你的生命就是证据。
Without the Lord, you would have no life. You wouldn't be alive. You'd disappear. You'd become non-existent.
因为如果没有主的话，那么你已经不存在了。你的生命就会完完全全的消失。你就是一种不存在了。
Yeah, so as soon as you notice your life, you're connected. You see the connection.
而一旦当你注意到你的生命，当你感受到你的生命的时候，那么你就能看到你和神之间的连接了。
If you're lost in your mind, then you don't see you're alive, you don't see the connection.
而如果你要是迷失在心意之中的话，你就看不到你和神之间的连接。
So then you experience the illusion of separation.
而后你就会体验到这种与神相分离的幻觉。
And that's our whole problem.
而这就是我们所有的问题所在了。
That's the root cause of our problems.
这就是我们所有问题的根源了。
Okay, thank you.
好，谢谢你的问题。Okay, next one, 我们再来看下一个问题。乌霞应该是这位叫乌霞妈妈姐问的问题。顶拜咕噜莲花组和甘露，心意原来是分离我对神做仆人身份，人人都是完全完美完整的。顶拜翻译和这个小蜜蜂们的默默付出，请问咕噜如何方法知道自己心意层面的奉爱，有行为立即提醒自己。哦，刚刚梵歌18:54很棒。哦，我想起来了，上个星期问问题的那位妈拉吉，然后他后面这个就刚好当时咕噜让他去读博迦梵歌的18:54，然后他立刻读了，然后立刻回答。So Guru Maharaj, you remember that last week that you answered Mataji's question and you asked her to read the Bhagavad Gita 18:54. So she immediately read it, and so she right away replied. So here's what she says.Last week, that she's offering her obeisances unto your lotus feet, and the mind, she says, the mind is separating my servant as the my identity as a servant of the Lord. So every one of us, every living entity is full, is complete, and is perfect. So I have this question that how can I know that my devotional service is actually on the mental level, is on the level of the mind. Are there any behaviors or activities that can remind me, that can alarm me? And yeah, the Bhagavad Gita verse 18:54 is really great.
Well, thank you for reading that verse and for sharing with us your realizations here.
好，谢谢你读了，谢谢你阅读了博迦梵歌的这个诗节，也谢谢你在这里和我们大家分享你的一个感悟。
What is the mental level?
那么什么是心意层面呢？
That means when we're thinking about the past or the future and we're not present.
而心意层面就意味着我们不断的在思前想后，不断的想着过去和想着未来，但是却从来没有真正的在当下此刻过。
Yeah, we're daydreaming.
那基本上就像是我们在像做白日梦一样的，处于梦游的一种状态来度过每一天的生活。
And often we're daydreaming and we don't even know we're daydreaming.
而很多时候，当我们在做白日梦的时候，都没有觉知到自己在做白日梦。
We're just identified with our thoughts.
而我们所在做的就只不过是在认同于自己的念头而已。
And at the same time, we might be performing devotional service.
而同时的话，我们也在进行着奉爱服务。
Yeah, but we're totally unaware of what we're doing in the moment.
但是的话，在我们进行奉爱服务的时候，我们却完全没有觉知到在那一刻我们在做些什么。
Yeah, or we're imagining the results of devotional service that we'll get in the future.
我们在想象着在未来，嗯，我就会收获我所进行的奉爱服务的结果了。
Yeah, so you know, it just means we're absorbed in thinking, and we don't know the difference between ourself and the mind.
嗯，而这就意味着我们完全沉浸在念头之中，沉浸在思考之中，而我们根本都没有去体验到过我们的真正的自我和我们的心意这二者之间的区别所在。
So when we're chanting,
嗯，在我们念诵的时候
，the Hare Krishna mantra is here.
在我们念诵的时候 ，Hare Krishna 的曼陀就在这一刻被我们念出来。
The sound vibration is here.
那么声音的震动就在这一刻发生了。
And we're also here.
而我们也在这里。
If we're present, we're aware that we're here.
如果我们临在这一刻的话，我们就能觉知到在这一刻我是在这里的。
And we're aware that we're hearing the mantra.
我们就能觉知到这一刻我是在听着、聆听着曼陀罗的。
We're not thinking about the past or the future.
在这一刻我就没有在思前想后。
We're not daydreaming.
就没有在做着白日梦。
So it's just knowing the difference between being here and knowing what it means to be here, to be present, and what it means to be lost in the mind.
嗯嗯，所以说你所提到的问题，那就是在于我们要学会去明白这二者之间的区别，能够去真正直接体验到这个在当下此刻。就在这里的这种体验和迷失在心意之中的这种体验，这二种体验之间的区别是什么？
That doesn't mean that we should stop thinking.
但这并不意味着我们就应该停止思考。
But we should just know that thoughts are not real.
但是我们应该明白我们的念头并不真实。
Yeah, thinking about the past or thinking about the future are only valuable.To the degree that they help us do whatever we need to do in the present.
Help us to do whatever we need to do to help us
if we're doing something in the present, sometimes we need to think about the future or the past.
Oh, I see. I understand. 因此我并不是说我们就要去停止思考。我们在思前想后，在关于过去和未来的这些念头、这些思考，他们对我们的价值的程度就取决于，这些念头、这些想法，他们对于我们在当下此刻所做的事情的这种帮助的程度、这种有益的程度的多寡。
So if we want to come out of the mental platform, we have to know the difference between the reality of life in the present and the illusory world of the mind.
嗯嗯 ，OK。而如果我们想要能够真正的离开这个心意的层面，那么这就意味着我们必须要明白，能够直接体验到在当下此刻生命的真相。生命的现实和这个心意的虚幻世界这二者之间的区别。
In truth, we don't exist outside the present moment.
从真相来看，我们并不存在于除当下此刻之外的任何一个时刻。
Even when you're thinking about the past, you can only think about it now.
即便你是在思考过去，你也只能在现在的这一刻来思考过去。
And even if you're thinking about the future, you can only think about the future now.
即便你是在思考未来，你也只能在现在的这一刻在思考未来。
Yeah, so one world is real, the world of the present, and the other world is not real.
嗯，因此这个世界，这个临在的世界，那就是真实无比的，而另一个世界，心意的世界，则是虚幻的。
So it's especially important when we chant.
而这对于我们的念诵来说是非常重要的。
If we're present and we know that we're present.
如果我们临在，我们知道自己是临在的。
And we're hearing the sound vibration of the Hare Krishna mantra.
我们在真正听到 Hare Krishna 曼陀的这个声音的震动。
And we're aware that we're hearing it.
并且我们能觉知到自己是听到这个曼陀罗的声音的。
Then we're on the spiritual platform.
那么此时我们就处在灵性的层面。
But if we're chanting,
但是如果我们在练诵的过程中
and at the same time thinking about this or that,
却同时还想着这个想着那个
then we're on the mental platform.
那么我们就是处于心意的层面。
So that's the difference.
这就是这二者之间的区别了。
One is the world of thought, the other is the reality of our direct experience in the present.
就一个是充满了念头的世界，而另一个是对当下此刻直接的体验的这个现实的世界。
Yeah, so when we're present and we're self-aware, there is no separation.
因此当我们临在的时候，当我们有自我觉知的时候，就没有分离。
And there is no hankering for the future or lamentation about the past.
此时我们就没有去渴求未来，也没有再悲叹过往。
And we feel satisfied.
我们就感到，内在就已经感到很满足了。
And we feel connected to Krishna.
我们就会感到和 Krishna 之间的连接。
Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Nasoshiti Nakankshiti Samasarveshu Bhuteshu Madbhaktim Labhate Param. And also, we appreciate all living beings.
并且我们也会去欣赏和感恩每一个生命体。
Yeah, and that consciousness we actually can perform pure bhakti, but we're present.
那么在这样的知觉状态中，在我们临在的时候，我们就能真正的去进行Bhakti.
Yeah, so simply said, you either hear, and if you hear, that means you're present.
所以说简单的来说，简单的来回答你的问题，那就是要不然你就是在这里，而我所说的这个在这里的意思就是你是不是临在的，所以要不然你就是在这里，你是临在的。
Actually, there's no way we cannot be here.
实际上不存在这种我不在这里，不存在这种你不在这里的这种其他的可能性。
It's impossible.
这是不可能的。
There's only one way you cannot be here.
只有一种方式你可以能够让你自己不在这里。
You have to think your way out of here.
你就必须要通过思考，想出一种方法来让自己不在这里。
But that's not real, it's illusory.
但是这种想出一种法子来让自己不在这里的话，这并不是真实的呀，这只是一种幻觉。
And then we experience the illusion of separation or duality.
那么在这种情况下，你就会感受到、体验到一种幻觉，一种分离的幻觉，一种二元性的幻觉。
Yeah, so the more you choose to be here, the more you'll understand the difference between the reality.Of life in the present and the illusory mental plane.
因此，如果你能够越多的选择临在，越多的选择能够真正觉知到此刻你就在这里的话，那么你就能够更加的去感受到活在当下此刻生命的现实之中和活在心理层面的幻觉之中这二者的区别了。
Now the mind cannot understand this.
但是你的心意是没办法明白我刚才所说的这番话的。
It can only experience and be understood by direct experience.
我刚才所说到的，你是只能通过直接的体验、直接的经历才能够真正明白的。
Okay, thank you.
好的，谢谢你的问题。1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 questions.
Oh my gosh, really?Okay. Well, I only have time for a couple more.
Okay. 我们再来看可能是今天的问题。 第一个是 Sumuki Radha Mataji 问的，请问 Guru Maharaj 如何衡量已经达到了纯粹的奉爱服务呢？是不再为虚幻而感到痛苦了，并且展示出吉祥的品质吗？痛苦是一下子消失了，还是一点点消失的呢？这和我们的自身努力和服务的质量是否有关系呢？还是只能依靠仁慈？So Sumuki Radha Mataji is asking that how to judge if we have reached the pure devotional service or not. Is it that we do not suffer anymore and manifest all the auspicious qualities, or the pain just vanquish immediately, or the pain, the agony just disappear little by little gradually?Does it also have to do with our own efforts and the quality of our service? Is it related to our own effort and the quality of service? Or it's just purely based on mercy?
Wow, those are a lot of questions.
的问题很多。
Well, it's, I'll go backwards. You know, it's based on our effort, but it's also based on mercy.
所以说刚才最后你问到的那一个是既基于我们的自身努力，而同时还基于，还依靠仁慈。
Right, we have to be sincere.
我们首先必须得是真诚的。
And Krishna says if we sincerely surrender to him, then he will enlighten us.
Krishna 就说过，如果我们真诚地臣服于他，那么 Krishna 就会真正地给予我们启示。
there's no, you could say there's no final end. It's moment to moment.
并且的话，没有一个最终的终点，而只是从这一刻到下一刻而已。
Yeah, pure bhakti, by definition, is service to Krishna that is pleasing to him.
Service to, 纯粹的 bhakti 的定义，那就是对 Krishna 所进行的服务，并且是让 Krishna, 并且是能够取悦 Krishna, 让 Krishna 感到顺意的服务。
And it's without personal expectation.
并且纯粹的 bhakti 是不带有任何个人的动机和期望的。
Or guessing or speculation.
也不存在任何的这个猜测或者是心意推测。
So in the beginning, that means following the orders of the spiritual master.
因此对于初始阶段来说，那就意味着是遵循灵性导师的训谕。
And, that pleases Krishna.
而这就会取悦 Krishna.
So if our motivation is,we're chanting 16 rounds to please our spiritual master, to please Krishna, we can begin that even though we're not pure.
因此如果我们的动机，我们的动力是去念诵16圈，遵循四项规范原则，是去取悦 Krishna, 取悦灵性导师的话，那么我们都可以立刻开始，都不是说一定得等到自己纯粹了才能够开始这样的服务。
So that's pure bhakti.
而这就是纯粹的 bhakti.
Now, if we engage in pure bhakti, the first thing we experience is freedom from suffering.
而当我们进行纯粹的 bhakti, 纯粹的奉爱服务的时候，那么我们会体验到的，经历到的第一件事，那就是从痛苦当中解脱出来。
Or the way you can also judge, sometimes there's a verse in the Bhagavatam that Prabhupada would often quote. It said that,engaging in pure bhakti is just like eating.
Just like eating?
Mm-hmm.
而有的时候我们还可以就是通过这个诗句，这个诗节来判断，那就是帕帕经常会引用的薄伽瓦坛当中的一个诗节，就说进行奉爱服务就像是吃东西一样。
Actually, he wrote a nice letter that's very similar.
实际上帕帕之前还写过一封信，这封信跟这个师姐还挺相似的。
And so the way to really judge is our own happiness.
所以说
That's the test.
Oh, Kumari, so you're saying the way to judge what is our happiness?
If you're making advancement in bhakti, is your own happiness, your own experience.
Oh, I see. 所以说，如何来衡量自己在奉外服务当中的进步程度呢？那就是去看你自己的快乐和感到你自己感到快乐、感到幸福的程度。
So I'll just read you a part of a letter that Prabhupada wrote.
所以说我来给你读一下帕帕之前写过的一封信里面的内容。
He said, if a person is actually executing devotional service, then he must be happy.
帕帕就写到，如果一个人真的是在履行奉爱服务的话，那么他肯定会感到快乐的。
If he's not happy, then he's not doing it properly.
而如果他在做奉爱服务的过程中还是感到不快乐，那就表明他并没有在恰当的进行奉爱服务。
He might be doing some service in the name of devotional service, or you know, on the mental level.
那么他可能是基于奉爱服务的名义来进行着一些服务，那就是说他是在这个心理层面上在进行着奉爱服务。
If he's actually rendering devotional service, then he must be feeling happy.
而如果一个人是真正的在进行奉爱服务，那他肯定会感到快乐的。
See, mentally means you're thinking I'm the door.
而这个心理层面意味着，我认为我就是作为者，我就是行为者。
And you have some expectation for yourself.
我对我自己抱有一定的期望。
Right. So if you're actually doing devotional service, then you're present and you're just doing it to please Krishna.
而如果你真的是在进行奉爱服务的话，那么在做服务的过程中你是临在的，并且你做的服务是真的是想要去取悦 Krishna.
Yeah, if you're present, you'll feel happy.
而如果你是临在的，你就会感到快乐。
Right. That's our nature.
因为这就是我们的天性啊。
If we're lamenting the past or worrying about the future, then we're on the mental level.
而如果我们还在悲伤过去，还在渴求未来的话，那我们就只是依然处于心理层面而已。
So Prabhupada continues here.
然后帕帕继续在信里写道。
Just like when you're eating.
这就像是你在吃东西。
You must feel strength and satisfaction.
在你吃东西之后，在你吃完之后，你肯定会感到一种满足感，感到自己的身体很有力量，对吧？很有力气。
And your hunger goes away.
并且你的饥饿。
I'm eating, but I'm not satisfied, and I'm still hungry.
你不可能说，我是在吃东西，但是我还是觉得好饿啊，一点都没吃饱。
Then you're not eating.
那么这就表明你并没有真正的在吃东西。
Or you're eating, but you have some worms in your intestines, and your worms are eating the food.
That's true. 或者是你真的是在吃，但是你的肚子里面有那种寄生虫，所以说你吃进去的东西都被寄生虫给吃了，所以你肯定还是觉得饿。
Sometimes it happens.
有时这种情况确实是会发生的。
If there are worms in your intestines and you go on eating voraciously, but you don't get strength because the eating substance, the essence, is taken by the worms.
对，确实如果要是我们的那个肠部哈，就是大肠和小肠的里面有这个寄生虫的话，那么有时候即便是吃的非常非常的多，但是还是吃完以后觉得身体没力气，这就表明食物当中的精华都被那个肚子里的寄生虫拿来给吃了。
So therefore there's a treatment to kill the worms.
因此还有专门针对这种寄生虫的治疗方案。
So otherwise, the worms will eat everything.
否则的话呢，这个虫子就会把所有的一切都吃光了。
You will feel hungry.
你还是会觉得饿。
But you will not get any strength.
而且你吃完的东西还是觉得没力气。
This is the worm disease.
这就是一种寄生虫病。
So if I'm actually rendering devotional service, and I'm not getting any happiness, that means there is some Maya's play.
哦 ，nice pay。嗯，因此，如果我们真的是在进行奉爱服务，但是我们却一点，但是我们却还是感到不快乐，那么这就表明这当中有玛雅了。
Otherwise, if you're actually rendering devotional service, you'll feel happy.
否则的话，如果你真的是在进行服务，进行奉爱服务，你肯定绝对会感到快乐的。
But if you're not feeling happy, then that means you have to correct how you're performing devotional service.
而如果你感到真的感到不快乐的话，那你就需要纠正你进行奉爱服务的方式了。
So basically, it means being present when you do devotional service, being aware of your true self now.
所以这就基本上意味着，在你进行奉爱服务的过程中，你应该你是临在的，你能够真正的觉知到此刻你的生命。
Yeah, otherwise, we're identified with our false ego. We think we're doing, and then it's like the worms that eat the food.
否则的话，我们就会认同于假我，就会认为，是我在做的这些事儿，我在进行的这些奉爱服务呢。然后这就像是虫子一样的，把食物都给吃光了。
So if you're actually performing devotional service, your hunger will go away. You'll feel
因此如果你真正的是在进行奉爱服务的话，那么你的饥饿感就会消失，你的内在就会充满了一种满足感，你的身体就会觉得充满了力气。
So that's how we know if we're actually progressing.
所以这就是我们可以由此来判断自己有没有在奉爱服务当中取得进步的方式方法。
Are you feeling happy or not?
那就是问问自己，你是真的感到快乐吗？
Did I catch all of those questions though, or was that just one of them?
I can read the whole thing again. how to judge that if I have actually achieved the pure bhakti? Is it like I do not feel suffering anymore and manifest all the auspicious qualities?
Well, you don't lament the past, and you don't worry about the future, and you feel satisfied. You feel happy.
Feel satisfied, feel happy. 所以说我刚才有给顾鲁重新说了一下 Smoky Malaji 问的这个问题，是不再为虚幻而感到痛苦了，并且展示出吉祥的品质吗？然后顾鲁就说，那就是你已经不再去悲叹过去，不再去渴求未来，你的内在就会感到很满足，就会感到很开心，很快乐。
It's a very practical test.
这是一个非常实际的一个测验。And also she continues that, do the pains immediately disappear or do the pains disappear little by little?
Well, little by little.
痛苦是一点点消失的。
You still have your memory.
你仍然还会有你的记忆。
And your, mental tendencies.
你还是会有这种心意的倾向。
But you don't identify with them anymore, so they're no longer painful.
但是你已经不再去认同于你的念头，不再认同于你心意的倾向，那么不再认同于你的回忆，那么因此的话呢，这个痛苦也就自然而然减少了。
Yeah, so you're not maintaining material attachments.
那么这就表明你没有再继续维系你的物质依附。
You're not maintaining the bodily conception of life.
你没有再继续维系你对生命的物质化概念。
If we maintain the bodily concept of life by living in our mind, then we'll continue to suffer.
而如果我们还是依然活在心意之中，以活在心意之中的这种方式来继续维系我们对于生命的躯体化概念，那么我们就会继续受苦。
Right. When you wake up from a horrible dream, then the suffering ends.
对吧？如果你要是从一个噩梦当中苏醒过来，是不是立刻你在梦里面所遭的罪全部就停止了？
If you start dreaming again, then the suffering comes back.
而如果你又开始做噩梦了，那这痛苦又开始发生了。
Yeah. So little by little.
所以说痛苦是一点点消失的。Okay. The last one, I think you already answered about the man's own effort and mercy.
Okay.
Okay. You want to continue, Gomaraj?
I'm out of time. So,
you
know, I was wondering, can we record next Friday instead of Saturday?
Okay. 苏穆基玛拉吉布鲁问，就是可能能不能下星期是星期五来录音，然后星期六来放这个录音呢？Gumar, you will be busy next Saturday?
Yeah, I'll be traveling.
Guru 说他下星期六要出去旅行，所以说只有星期五录音。Yeah, so all these questions we can answer on Friday or...
And then when the recording comes on, people can send in more questions.
OK, 所以说这个顾就说这个剩下的问题的话呢，我们就可以下个星期录播的时候然后回答大家的问题。然后这个大家的话就可以听星期六早课的那个录音，然后来听一下顾鲁对你们的问题的回复吧。OK, maybe, yeah, I can talk with Smoky Malaji later on about the time.
OK, yeah. Thank you so much for today, and I thank you, Smoky Radha, and all the devotees. Thank you for all your questions. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, and all glories to Srimad Bhagavatam.
感谢所有聆听讲课的奉献者们，所有的荣耀都归于帕帕，所有的荣耀都归于圣典婆迦瓦坛。Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 外昆塔之音，服务源于聆听。今天的讲课到此结束。Hare Krishna， 愿大家有美好的知觉的一天。